And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Last night, I had something happen, and I'm not sure how to recover.
Okay.
I am shooketh. Consider me shaken and stirred.
Really? I was going to say.
Yeah.
Something's amiss.
Yeah. Not quite right, am I? NQR. Yeah. And you'll find out why.
Mm.
Now, so I had a mate over last night.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen him for a while.
Mm.
Popped over for post-bedtime bevy. So the dad sat
your
out on the
bedtime?
Deck.
No, both not my of your bedtimes? No, no. Okay.
So we sat out and we had a beer on
nice.
The deck.
Nice, yeah.
And then we had another beer and another beer and then we had another beer.
Nice.
And so and had that thing. We're chatting, hadn't caught up for ages, and then all of a sudden, oh my God, it's 10:30.
Mm.
Oh, man, I've got to be up soon.
Yeah.
All right, off you go. And then I went to bed.
Good on you.
And then I woke up again in the middle of the night and I went to the toilet. And I never have to do that. I never wake up in the middle of the night and go to the toilet. But because I had a gut full of piss, I got up and did like a massive wee.
Okay.
Right? And that was like fine. I was like, wow, I'm still here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The size and the length of the pee is relevant because I slowly sort of woke up. You know, you can go to the toilet
in
the night.
Yeah, yeah. You got to consciously be like, nah, just don't wake up yet. Just keep on. Yeah.
So I slowly sort of woke up but wasn't fully awake.
Hmm.
And then I toddled off back to bed and I climbed into my bed. And as I lay on my back in my bed, I just felt a little tickle. Just a little tickle on my cheek.
No.
On my face cheek. And I went, oh, what's that? In my half asleep sort of haze.
Yeah.
Sort of rubbed it and then like picked something up off my face. And then I just put it in the bed next to me.
Why?
And then I just lay there and I was like, did that just happen? And my second thought was, if that was a spider, you've just put that in your bed.
Yeah, why'd you tuck it back in?
I don't know. And I was like, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Mm.
And then I sort of rolled over and then my brain screaming at me, Tom, wake up.
Yeah.
You've just put a spider in your bed, you idiot. You've got to check.
Yeah.
You've got to see. You might have squished it. It might be a dead spider. But what if it's not?
Yeah.
And I said to my brain, oh, come on, man. I'm tired. I'm asleep.
I'm only one man.
And my brain was like, no, you got to do it.
Mm.
Get your phone. And so I rolled over and I grabbed my phone and I turned the torch on. And do you know what was lying in my bed next to me?
Oh, no, what?
A squished black spider, man. What? It was gross. It was one of those gross ones with the...
I know exactly what you mean when you say
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd squished it.
So you killed a defenseless spider going
it
about
was on
its
my face. It was on my face. If you're on my face, all bets are off. I'm going to squish you straight up. If you're on my face, squished. Expect to be squished. Okay?
All right. Send the message.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Let that be known.
Yeah. Let that be the lesson. To everything that ends up on your face.
And then you know what I did? I went, oh, I'm going to have to tell Loggy about this.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. 1 second song.
AJ's love this here. Song. Hey, I love AJ. Hello.
Do you guys even need me for this segment anymore?
Yeah, why?
Well, because we've got big ticket energy going on, which has basically just stolen my gimmick.
It has.
Oh, it is the one for two and two for one. Sort of
but then we've got the whole three situation. It's all very confusing.
And you guys don't win anything cool on like the people who call in for big ticket energy.
I know.
Oh, mate, there's nothing cooler than bragging rights. Nothing cooler than beating your mates. Nothing cooler than rubbing their face in it.
Really? Well, we could keep going, but let's play. Let's play. What is the theme today,
Mike? Well, we're kind of sticking with Big Ticket Energy as our theme because we've gone through and had a look at some artists who are touring Australia throughout the remainder of the year.
You're going to dominate this. Like,
well, I do know. I don't know, but I do have some tickets to gigs coming up.
Teddy Swims is not one of them.
Okay.
So
good,
if you've been playing along this week, he's not a part of it.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Good to know. Right, so we're going to play 1 second of a song. I will have a guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem fair.
No, it's fair.
Yeah,
it's all
because
right.
The way your brain works, you will just cream me. So kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me. I get the 1 second. If I can't get in 1 second, we go to 3 seconds and then we have a... It's open play there, okay?
It's fine. People
get it. All right, here we go. Question number one. What is this song? I don't know. You know?
Loggy. James Blunt, Goodbye, My Lover.
James Blunt, Goodbye, My Lover. Goodbye, my
lover. What? Goodbye, how did you know that from one piano note?
Mate, I used to play piano and that's my forte. By the way, great friend of the show, Annie from Torquay, is following James Blunt around the country on his current tour.
Done it around the world, too.
I would totally do that. I love James Blunt.
Do
he's
you?
Fantastic.
He is funny, too.
He's a great, funny dude.
Yeah. He's a great chat. Yeah. Okay. He's a good hang. Okay, well, that's fine. All right. Ding. Good on you. I'm just checking my buttons. Here we go. All right.
So many buttons
question
in this game,
it
too.
There's
a lot
game.
Going on.
There's a lot going on. Okay. All right, here we go. Question number two. Say so. It's Doechii, Say So.
No.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It's Doechii Cat, Say
it's,
So.
Yep, it's Doechii Cat.
Yes.
The D confuses me.
Me too, sometimes. This takes everyone back to lockdown COVID times, this song. It's just so...
Yeah.
It's always going to be embedded in there.
Yeah.
Another concert I would happily go to. Doja's brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Cool.
Well, that is a win for you.
Yes, but let's play.
Okay.
Till the end.
Question number three. So that's like Thirsty Merc?
No. No, it's not.
Okay. Loggy. It's Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away.
Loggy with the clean sweep.
Oh, wow.
The audio guy gets it done again.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that Lenny was touring.
He's going to Mildura, of all places.
What do you mean?
In the same way that Good Charlotte are going to Bendigo, Lenny Kravitz is going to Mildura.
Yeah, nice.
I would love it if Nicole Kidman pops up at Mildura.
Oh, because there was a bit of... Yeah, right.
There was a bit of Nicole and Lenny gear back in the day.
I don't think you ever go back to the... I don't think you go back to the well.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You go back to the well.
Okay.
If you,
so what happens?
Well, no, but I mean, if you were, you know, I don't think they were serious. I think they were just a fun
You can always go back to the well. It worked out so well for Bennifer, didn't it?
Yeah. 3 times.
Hey, we don't talk about that anymore, mate.
Oh, okay. I was dismal that round, but you smashed it, mate. Well done.
Thanks. Is
1 second song for this week. We'll play again next Thursday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We've got a friend joining us in the studio now, MasterChef superstar and the man behind the Geelong City Market, which kicks off this weekend. It's Simon Toohey. G'day, mate.
Morning.
Hi.
How are we?
Also, good friend of mine from Paws for Gores.
Yes, absolutely. Little ambassador number there.
I know. Lentil, pooch.
Our gold retriever.
How's Lentil going?
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow as a lentil.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's an introvert, that dog, which is surprising for a golden retriever.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
Actually quite fantastic because then you have a dog that is extremely lap needy, you know, lying.
Oh,
and
I
like,
love that.
Get off me.
Yeah.
No,
dog.
I need that in life.
Big dog to be a lap dog, though.
Yeah.
I know. So golden retrievers are always about like rubbing up against you and like really leading into you and trying to get the pats, which is great.
Yeah.
I love that. But then when you have a dog that isn't so much like that, you realise how nice it is to be able to have your space.
Fresh air.
Oh, yeah. Bless.
My policy is always, if its tail can knock everything off the coffee table, I'm not interested.
That's true. Yeah. The wine glasses have gone amok.
Okay, so look, we have got you in here. We're excited about what's happening in town this weekend, and we're going to get to that in a second. But I did just want to run something past you.
There was
a situation. Because you were here last week as well.
I was.
Yeah, and you were just doing a bit of stuff with our sister station, Bay 3.9,
yep.
And you know, just catching up with some people in the building, and you did cross paths with Loggy.
Okay.
Loggy has mentioned you guys know each other from Paws for Gores.
Yeah.
And what did you say, Log?
No, I said, oh, it's good to see you again, mate, and Paws for Gores, and you know, APCO.
No, you didn't say Paws for Gores straight away, did
I
you? Said,
no,
you
said,
we've worked together, haven't we? APCO?
Yeah,
and what did you say,
right,
Simon?
No, that was Tim Bone.
Yeah. Another MasterChef guy.
The same? I'm
another,
so sorry.
Just white MasterChef guys.
That's right. I know, it's just like from the country towns of Ballarat or Geelong. You know, not that that's too close together.
No, that's right. APCO, of course. Tim Bone does a lot of fabulous work there. And I have worked with Tim before there as well. But also with you at Pause for Gauze. I'm sorry, I can't look you in the eye right now.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Simon?
I'm so sorry.
I'll lift the computer up so you can't see me face to face.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry.
We do love a little bit of that sort of awkwardness.
Yeah, breaking the ice.
You know, yeah. Really just
we'll never forget each other now.
No, exactly. Exactly.
And look, I do want to hear about, you know, the market in town this weekend. But first of all, I would like to play a little game with Loggy. And you can be part of it too, Simon. But just don't answer for her.
Okay.
Because
let's lower the screen so I can see her.
Because we're gonna play a little game of, is it Simon Tui or Tim Bone?
No! Are you friends with Tim, by the way?
Very good friends.
Okay, I was going to say, this would be easier.
Can I just record this while we...
We'll send you the audio, don't you worry. Yeah,
I'm waiting film for Tim to kick the door in and be like, I'm here!
Surprise. Question number one, is it Simon Tui or Tim Bone? This person is originally from Darwin.
Ah... Tim's got very white skin. He's got red hair. I feel like Darwin might be a bit hard for Tim to navigate. I'm going to say Simon's originally from Darwin.
No, that's Tim Bone.
I've never been told that I've actually got tan skin in a very backwards way.
Yeah, it's a backhanded sort of.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Simon,
yeah.
He's whiter. Okay.
All right, this person is a co-host on the TV show Good Chef, Bad Chef. Is it Simon Tui or Tim Bone?
That is Simon.
No, that's Tim Bone.
Oh my God, I said it with such confidence. Looked you in the eye and everything. I'm
this
sorry.
This is a fun game we're playing. God, is it Simon Tui or Tim Bone?
It's hot in here, isn't it?
Question number three. Simon. Tell me, Loggy. I was a semi-finalist in 2019, MasterChef, then returned this year. Simon Tui or Tim Bone?
Well, I know Simon was a runner-up, so I'm going to say it's Simon.
No, that's Tim Bone.
What have we had? So we've had, they're all Tim. Is that how it's been so far?
So far. Okay. Question number four in the game. Is it Simon Tui or Tim Bone? Knowing full well that Simon Tui is here with us in the studio.
I apologise, Simon.
I have two sons called Toby and Jude.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at you. I'm going to say that's a Tim vibe.
Yes. It is Tim Bone.
I don't know why it's his vibe, though. What's with the vibe bit?
I don't know. I'm just saying things. I'm so uncomfortable, Simon.
And finally,
I'm so sorry.
The final question in Is It Simon Tui or Tim Bone? I am a collector of vinyl, especially Beatles and Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, you've got the hair for it, but you gave me the eyebrow then, so I'm going to say that's another Tim Bone. Yes!
Sorry, Tim Bone, I can't get around that.
Just for the record, they were all Tim Bone.
Okay.
And this is Simon Tui.
So I boned... I got...
Let's...
Yeah, anyway, it's fine.
I think what we should do is next time maybe I'll just put a bit of red in my hair and have a little bit more of a beard.
I think you're just going to
lose a bit
things.
Of weight and I'll be Tim Bone.
No.
All right, we're going to take a break and then we'll come back and have a chat. All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got Simon Tui from MasterChef and from Geelong joining us in the studio to talk about the fact that Loggy made it really awkward last week when they ran in to each other.
Oh my God. And I've done it today as well. In so many ways. On air, off air. I don't know what you do to me, Simon. I'm really sorry.
It's great to judge someone else for once, isn't it?
Seriously. You're going to walk away from here and be like, what is with that girl?
You think this is bad? You should see when we have Jamie Dury on. She turns into a sailor for some reason.
That makes no sense to anyone.
He's not even a sweary guy, but she just goes,
oh my
just
God. Goes
feral.
Look, I'm an awkward human and it's a horrible, horrible way to be. But
it's great for the radio, though.
It is great awesome. I am very much looking forward now just steering this ship to the Geelong City market.
I've got the whole segment about you.
I love a market and this one. Looks absolutely awesome. What's happening?
We're ready for it. So it's been a long time coming. We've been working really hard on it. And Saturday is the day, 9 till 2, Little Mallop Street Central. we have 42 stallholders. The place is going to be packed, full of stallholders and food, fresh produce, great Michelles from down at Queenscliff are coming along.
Love them.
Solly Farm for fresh fruit and veg is coming along. We've got things like tofus. We've got, obviously, preserves. We've got great cafes and coffee. So yeah, we're really – so the biggest purpose of this market was for me, with a background of hospitality, is to give the love to the hospitality industry of Geelong, which is obviously all over Australia is struggling. But – cost of living crisis, people are struggling to go out. I want to see hospitality to still rise in this area, especially the CBD.
Yeah.
So what can we offer them? And we've got Alma coming and doing a store with us, and they're doing a pop-up store, which is fantastic. Yeah. Right? They are just, you know, the brilliance of Geelong in the food world. We'll have Meet Me at Mary's at some stage too.
Nice.
So we're going through a bunch of really beautiful restaurants, and we've got a couple of pizza places. There's a few secrets coming up that I've been working on really closely with a couple of restaurateurs to see if we can get them stopped. Folklore might be one. Don't tell them I said that.
Ooh.
But we've just got some people that we want to bring along. And then, of course, coffee. So the local cafe is going to be there serving up their best coffee as well, because they are a bit of an institution in the area with their breads and baked goods. So that's fantastic. Two Tins Patisserie are going to be there as well, because we love them.
Lovely.
I don't know. I can go on forever if I could actually think about it. But this Saturday, it's going to be there. We're going to stock out that that street, play music. We got 14 Magazine doing all of the music, the Buskers stage, which is really fantastic. I'll be doing a masterclass with Mandy Hall. I don't know if anyone... Mandy Hall is another MasterChef alumni.
Yeah.
And we've got a MasterChef alumni coming nearly every week for the couple months coming up to Christmas.
It's good to have friends in
the industry. Yeah, isn't it just going on? And they're free.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing masterclasses on about how to cook with seasonal vegetables that are being sold within the market every single week.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so Mandy and I are doing sauerkraut at 10:30. It's a bit of a fermentation for food waste. So she's a food waste advocate based in Adelaide, and she does a lot with Adelaide food waste and food systems.
I assume she's anti.
100%. Yeah.
No, she loves it. She just
she's very pro food waste.
Her house is, so hoarding of food. Exactly. Yeah. It's all like pushed to the corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and I'll do another masterclass at 12:30. So.
Any truth to the rumor that yes, there's food, but there's also going to be some wine and cocktails and
there's
things like that.
Always wine
as
and cocktails.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So we have some of my favorite wineries coming in, which is fantastic. And Providence Wine is one of them as well.
Nice.
So they're coming along and having a store, but we also have Anther. And Anther will be, we all love Anther in Geelong. Yeah. They're doing such great things with a whole bunch of different people as well doing their own spirits. But he will be running cocktail masterclasses in the afternoon, and they're free.
Amazing.
We just want people to get involved.
So good.
You know, the thing about this is free is so lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, get to come along. There's nothing you need to worry about. Bring a tote bag. Bring seven.
Yeah. I love a tote bag. That's why he's with me. I love a tote bag guy.
Simon, the one thing I've thought, you know, I've been in Geelong 12, 13 years now, and the thing I thought is we've been really underserviced for markets in town, specifically in town. You know, there are ones around sort of, especially Surf Coast, Bellarine, you can get around to a bunch of them. Yeah. And then there is the one down at Steampacker Gardens as well, but it's the farmer's market. And it's like once a month or something, you know, there's not a consistent market that you can just repeatedly go to. But, you know, my brother lives in Travancore up in near Flemington, and they go every Sunday morning to Vic Markets, and that's where they buy their produce and they buy this, you know, stuff for the week. And we just can't really do that.
No, that's right. And it's we take our hats off to South Geelong Market, for example. They're doing phenomenal work every fortnight, right?
The
thing that I found as well is when I moved here is the one thing that a neighbour said to me while walking past was, you know, I lived in Footscray as well at the time. And she says, I just miss the days I could go to Footscray Market every weekend and buy my produce, or I could go to South Melbourne Market and I can sit and have coffee. And so this concept from then, 3.5 years ago, was right. My goal now is to open a South Melbourne market, but in Geelong, a permanent bricks and mortar. But how do we get there? This is not going to happen overnight. So let's work on a weekly market that focuses on exactly that, where people come along. They come along in the morning, they get their coffee, they meet their friends before or after sport. They have a coffee with them. They say hi. They grab some pastries. The kids run amok. There's going to be, it's a slow build, but we're going to have a bunch of milk containers for people to sit on, milk crates for people to sit on with tables, so they can be moved around, turned into towels from the kids, spread out for everyone to sort of make their own space. But then they stay for a little bit longer and they grab their fresh fruit and veg.
Yeah.
They might grab a bit of lunch because we're serving food there. There's a lot of food that we have there that are cooking on grills, that are ready to eat, all this. So they can grab their lunch. And it no longer becomes this quick in, grab your fresh fruit and veg and leave. It's just come in and stay.
Yeah.
Let's make this a vibrant space for everyone to want to be a part of.
And then all of a sudden, people are going to be coming down, you know, from Melbourne, from other places, like, oh, I've got to check out that market. That's the place to be on the weekend.
Yeah, that's
all that
right.
Sort of stuff. So really looking forward to that. It's going to be great.
Appreciate you.
I look forward to the week that Tim Bone comes down and makes toast.
I know. Yeah. Well, actually, I asked him if he wanted to have a stall, but the man's too busy. So sorry, mate. I can't help you.
Well, if the two of you were there at the same time, I'm just going to be like, g'day, and leave.
Hey, we are super excited for it. It's going to be amazing for Geelong. So 9 a.m. Saturday.
Yep, till 2 p.m.
Yep, Little North Street.
Everything kicks off at 9. There's pop in whenever you want. We'd love to see you. And come say hello.
Nice.
Like, I'd love to show you around. I might carry around a little credit card in the back pocket. Just reach around the corner and pay for their food.
Geelongcitymarket.com.au is where you can get all the details.
Just writing down. So you reckon open with the coffee, not the cocktail?
Depends who you are.
All right. Thanks,
I know there's people who will still be awake.
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.